Hello, my name is Barry Baker, and I'm here to give a lie to the belief that all students are young people. I'm 72 and I'm still a student. And students rather like a pilgrim, and as I look around, I can see a room full of pilgrims, so I think it's quite relevant. So, welcome to this service on the Universal Day of Prayer for Students. The Universal Day of Prayer for Students has been observed by the World Student Christian Fellowship since 1898. That's a long time ago, making it one of the oldest ecumenical days of prayer. The Universal Day of Prayer for Students is one of the tangible signs of our common life and connection between students and alumni. So I'm also an alumnus as well as a student of the Federation all around the world. The World Student Christian Fellowship invites our members and friends to celebrate this day on or around the third Sunday of February. And that's our current tradition. You may also choose to set an groups choose to set an alternative date that is more convenient for their community. This year's Universal Day of Prayer for Students liturgy that we're partly following here was inspired by the World Council of Churches assembly theme, God of Life, Lead Us to Justice and Peace. Now, the World Student Christian Fellowship affirms a God of life who leads us away from the powers of death all around us, who has led and continues to lead us to justice and peace. We're committed to doing our best to say yes to this reality and to inspire young people around the world to commit their lives to work for justice and peace, and not just young people. We're dedicated to working in partnership with our friends within our church communities and in the overall greater society, with all who are saying yes to God's mission of justice and peace in the world. As the World Council of Churches prepares for its assembly, the entire church and ecumenical community have a unique opportunity to come together, reflect, and set the course for the future of our work and our witness. The World Student Christian Fellowship has decided to be involved deeply in this common journey, to learn, to contribute, and to share with our students, which is most of us, around the world, news for the wider ecumenical community.
Okay, we also have a confession and a few other things that we're going to do. So I invite my fellow students to come out who are going to read that. So Barry, James and Mark, are you still okay to... Yep. Just want to read that bit and I'll start doing that.
Let us come to the God of all grace and repentance, confessing our sins and seeking forgiveness and healing. O God of life, we confess to you the times when we did not allow the Spirit to transform our lives, yet we took pride in celebrating your promise. We confess to you the times when we refused to accept the challenges which called for renewing of our minds and resulted in hardness of heart. We confess to you the times when we gave up standing for truth because we were frustrated to see evil prosper. We confess to you the times when we compromised in silence and ill-considered words when our neighbours were longing for justice and peace. Lead us in the way of justice and peace.
O God of justice, who judges with mercy our humanity, Forgive us for remaining passive in face of so much violence and exclusion. Where there was unrest, forgive us for failing to communicate your love and peace. Where distrust and bad shattered relationships, forgive us for failing to communicate mutual trust and reconciliation. Where lack of solace and help diminish the quality of life, forgive us for failing to communicate fullness of life. Where evil prospers and injustice pervades, forgive us for failing to communicate truth and righteousness.
May God of peace, we confess the times when we have refused to be peacemakers. Forgive us for being irresponsible when we should have communicated compassion. Forgive us for building walls of prejudices when our brothers and sisters were crying out for acceptance and reconciliation. Forgive us for often taking pride in power, position, and education, and when we should have selflessly identified ourselves with the meek and the marginalized. Forgive us for the complacency that comes from thinking simply having good intentions in the night. Complacency which becomes indifference and forces us to refrain from concrete action for justice and peace.
May the creating God, who enfolds us and holds us in the rough waters of life, the redeeming God who holds us and forgives us from the power of sin and death, the sustaining God who leads us to new ways of life and health, free us from our shortcomings, and grant us peace and freedom. Amen. Amen.
Okay. We've just got a poem that was included in our pack that we thought we'd share with you and give you a chance to just reflect. I should probably point out that this liturgy was done in combination between student Christian movements in Cuba and India, which I think you'll agree is an unusual combination. And it's just giving us a chance to share that faith with people from very different circumstances to us.
This poem is called Like a Cicada, and all of you know the cicada is a little noisy little insect. So many times I was killed, many times I died. Nonetheless, I'm still here, coming back to life. I'm grateful to adversity and the hand holding the knife, for it did a bad job at killing me. And I carried on singing to the sun like the cicada does, after a year under the ground like a survivor who is coming back from war. So many times I was vanquished, many times I disappeared. I attended my own funeral alone and cried. I made a knot with the handkerchief and then I forgot. It was not the first time. And I carried on singing to the sun like the cicada does, after a year under the ground, like a survivor who is coming back from war. So many times you were killed, many times you will come back to life. How many nights you will spend in desperation, and when you start drowning and darkness comes, somebody will rescue you. You carry on singing to the sun, like a cicada does, after a year under the ground, like a survivor who is coming back from war.
Okay. Now we have some intercessions which have been provided for us as well. So if I can get my team out here again. And the response to the first four prayers is the top one, and then after the fifth prayer is the bottom one. It's not that one.
Oh, is
it? No. It's Lord in your mercy. You're a friend. You're doing this. Okay. Thank you. Okay, now, I was asked to speak today. I don't have much experience with it, so I decided to do instead a simulation game, which I've done with a few groups, which actually worked quite well. We did it at a conference a couple of years ago, and was quite pleased to find out it's a simulation game based around refugees, and we actually had a member in the movement from Melbourne who has previously been a refugee, and he found it quite a good one. So I like to think that it is good. Anyway, so I'm going to share that with you today. I think considering what we've been reading and stuff, it's just good to get a bit of an insight to being someone in such a marginalised, difficult position, because I don't know about you, but I find it really hard to get my head around being in that sort of sense, living that way. So, what I need to do is get some paper and texters out to you all so you can write some things down. I appear to have the darker colours with me. Yeah, sorry. Does everyone have a piece of paper and a texter? Or a pen of some sort? There we go. Just testing your eyesight if you've got a yellow one. Okay. Do you have one, Barry? Or you've got a pen?
I have a pen.
If you've got your own pen, you are welcome to use it. It doesn't have to be a texter. Okay. Okay, so the idea of this exercise is to try and get an idea of what it is like for a refugee leaving their country, travelling through and coming to another one. So it's mainly focused on the journey. So one of the ways that we do this is we get you to write a list of 10 things that you would take with you on your journey. So, and we need to be slightly realistic here, so taking a four-poster bed, not very likely. You need to be able to carry it, and likely with something you have. So no, you know, platinum credit card or something. I mean, you know, if you're escaping from a country, it's unlikely you had that. So just use your imagination, but try and be realistic with it. What are some of the things that you would take with you? And that kind of, yeah, Thelma was just telling me, think about things that you would take if you would say you've just been flooded out, bushfire, something like that. What are some of the things that you would grab that you think you would need? And remember, you're going on a journey and you don't know what's happening and you're going to have to pay for things. Thank you. So I'm going to start hurrying you up now, because remember, we've got to get out of the country. We've got to get out quickly, because this isn't about just moving house. It's about getting to safety. It's about moving on. So you've got 1 minute left to get all your rest of your stuff, and if you don't have 10 at the end of it, tough. Okay, and I'm being rather unfair in stopping you now. We have to go. Okay? So, we've got to a place where we've got to get on a bus. So, but we need to pay for a passage on a bus. So what you need to do is go through your list. Do you have anything there that can constitute payment? Family photos do not count as payment. It has to be something that somebody else can see value with. Okay? So cross that off on your list. If you've got something, if you don't have something, you better start talking to the people around you and see if they can give you something. So everyone's got something that they can take with them? Yep, okay. So we're all on the bus and we're all jam-packed into the bus. And all the luggage and everything's on top. So if your birthday is in May, tough. You've just lost your three biggest items off the bus. Has anyone here got a birthday in May? So only one person. Wow. So November as well. Anyone got a birthday in November? Okay. So your three biggest items crossed off. You've lost them. Wow, I thought there were more people with birthdays in May.
Is the first one money? Do we cross that off if we have something? Is that the idea?
Yep. Well, when you're all crowded into the bus, it's like you've got things. So it's just kind of an illustration. So you do lose things along the way. Okay. So we've managed to get through to the ocean. So we need to pay for passage on a boat. Two valuable items need to go to pay for your passage. Okay. Everyone gotten rid of two valuable items? Don't have any? Don't have any? Anyone can share? No, that one's gone. First one's gone. It's an expensive business. Okay. Doesn't necessarily have to be something valuable now. It can just be something that other people can use.
Well, I have those taken my life, so I suppose I can trade.
No, you cannot. We do not endorse people trading in this simulation game. Okay. We are now on the boat. We've been hit by pirates. If you don't have something valuable to give them, and someone next to you doesn't have something valuable to give them, you're going to have to do some pretty fast negotiation. Unfortunately, people do die in this scenario, but for the purposes of this, you lose everything but two items. Okay. Okay. Has anyone here actually got anything left at this point? Yes? We've got a few of you, that's good. Okay, so we've survived the pirates. Now there's a big storm. And everything gets waterlogged. If anything is damageable by water, unless it's your identity documents, get rid of it.
Unless
it's identity documents, so that's something that you can dry out easily to fix, get rid of it. Okay. How are we going here? Anyone got anything left?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it's good. Some people don't by the looks of it. Okay. And then we've finally reached our destination. However, we do need to show identity for who we are. Now, not everyone has those documents, so you have to go through a longer process. However, if you do have documents, your process is a lot shorter. And you've only got what you've got with you. But anyway, so it's a very short simulation game. So has anyone here actually made it into the country? Yep, and you've just got a waiting process. And the rest of you will be waiting a lot longer if you've managed to make it through with your life. So, You've done it before, no? Okay, so there we go, that's just the, that's the game over. So does anyone want to share anything, show off that they made their way through?
I made it to the country with a harmonica.
And your passport, yep. Anyways, did anyone here forget to take identity documents with them when they left? Yep. And the reason we don't try and talk about that before is just to get people thinking. I mean, it is something to make you remember. Anyone else annoyed that they lost stuff in what seemed unfair circumstances? You know,
I was going to say, some of these things have emotions, strong emotions associated with them. So, I guess, something like a passport, for instance, has no emotion associated with it.
But it's the one necessary thing you need.
Yes. Whereas other things, you know, I've got love letters, you know, emotions associated with those and so on, which you've got. So it's an interesting process.
Mm. Anyone come into the country with something as interesting as a harmonica? No? Okay, and then of course you've got to take into account when people are doing this, we've got food and water, which isn't counted into this simulation because it does get a bit too complicated to cope with that one then too, unfortunately. But yeah, so that's just something we've I've done before with a few groups, and I feel is a really interesting exercise to do just to get a sense of that. And one of the things I found when I was preparing for this was looking through the readings that they had, and the one from Matthew is love your enemies. And a lot of us, you know, I don't know about you, but in my life I'm thinking, oh yeah, love my enemies, the people I, you know, don't get on with at work, or people who just annoy me in classes. And but then I thought about this, and Jesus is calling us to love the people who really do terrible things. So these are people who are called, you know, calling to love for those pirates, calling to pray for them. And that's a really, really hard call. I don't know if I'm up for it. I really don't. But I think that it just shows us how challenging that Bible can be. And this liturgy coming from people in Cuba, in India, is people who are dealt with that persecution in a day-by-day basis. And I think it's something that we just can't comprehend to the same extent living in a country like this, where we do have rights, where we do have religious freedom, where we do have a very good legal system that does protect us. So yeah, and being part of WSCF gives us, well, for the Student Christian Movement, gives us access to all these people from all around the world with all these different experiences, us showing us how lucky we are and how we can help them and they can help us by showing us this amazingly rich faith in the face of adversity. Okay. And then I think
why the
pumps? I just needed a picture, and I thought it's a journey. Also confusing. It's always good. Also to confuse people. It's always good to try and trick people.
I thought it was a bowl of
soup. No. No, it's a compass. We also have a benediction that was given to us from the...
Should we do the last song and then do the benediction?
Oh, yeah, we can do that. Yeah, that's fine. Yep. Okay, so we're going to do the last song first.
The last song.
We're going to have one more song, and then Kate's going to do the benediction.
Yep, and I'll come around and collect your texters